Checkers and the Smokies coming your way next in the Checkers Radio Network. But first things first, it's time for today's pregame interview. And as always on Fridays, we're joined by Checkers manager Joe Arolt. I'm Javik Blake. Skip, appreciate you taking the time.
Happy to be here.
It's been a big week. You've won 2 of 3, and the way you guys have done it is really a big-time way. You've done it short on position players. The pitching staff's really come up in a big-time way. How proud are you of the resilience of this team throughout the past week or so?
Oh, incredible. I mean, last week, just dealing with a bunch of injuries, a lot of guys, position players, pitchers, some nagging things. But, put the guys out there, showed some versatility. So, I mean, it's a good experience for the guys to play different positions as well. I mean, showing off their talents and trying new things. And so they do that now. So if they do get the call in the big leagues and they say, hey, you ever played this position before? They say, yeah, I did that in Double A.
Speaking of trying new things, Darian Miller, 9 innings at first base for the first time in his career on Tuesday. What was that conversation like when you were going to him and saying, hey, you're playing first tonight?
Well, it's one of those things. Every year I always have guys knowing that if my roster gets thin due to injuries or different things, late in the game, somebody goes down. So before Miller, I had Ramon and knew that he had played some first base. So if anything happened, Ramon was going to be my first baseman. And Miller, a couple years ago, he was one of the guys, hey, take some ground balls at first. And hadn't gotten in there, and which I think the only time he got in there was when Noah Campbell played all 9 positions in Carolina. So that is Darian Miller's experience at first base, but did a great job.
How impressed were you, by the way, at him at first as well? He made a couple of nice plays, and especially him there, Jeremy Vargas playing at short, Xavier Warren's playing everywhere, was playing second that night. The versatility on your team, really a big thing this year. What's it been like seeing that play out live and helping out with a couple of wins?
Well, Vargas signed as a shortstop, so that one was pretty easy. Him playing outfield was kind of new, and Warren, played shortstop in college, drafted as a catcher, so he caught for me. And he would be my guy if I were able to play a guy all 9 positions. I'd pick a guy like Xavier Warren. He can do it all. Put him anywhere. Swiss Army knife.
Speaking of the defensive side of things, Cooper Pratt back in the lineup today. I know he was out a couple of days. How are things progressing? How's that backside after a real awkward foul ball off the back of his leg?
Yeah, he's facing Hopkins in Montgomery, who brings it up there, upper 90s, and just fouled the ball off his Achilles, just back in the heel. So it was an awkward spot to get hit, and it was just a nagging thing, really bothering him. So glad we got to give him some time off, get him fresh, and get him rocking here this week.
Was it something where it was serious or just precautionary, just to give him a little bit of a break of a long season?
That's one of those things. I mean, it's a tender area on your foot. I mean, you got stuff bothering your feet. You're limping around. I mean, you don't want to just keep doing it. Otherwise, it can lead to other things. It could lead to something very serious injury. But his caught it in time, gave him his rest, and going to be great to see him back out there tonight.
Talking about the legs, him back in the lineup, him and Luis Lara back-to-back. Again, 2 guys with a lot of speed, especially against the Smokies, where you guys have had a lot of success at stealing bases this week. How excited are you to watch these 2 guys play off of each other on the base paths tonight?
It's always great. I mean, top to bottom, watching these guys right now, they're really clicking. I mean, that starts on the offensive side. Kevin Martyr, in the cage with them, him and Lipka, and their meetings, the advanced meetings they go over, and having some fire over at first base with Lip and Liu at third. I mean, we're really pressing the issue on the base run and being aggressive and getting after it.
On the flip side, pitching has been terrific. Brett Witrowski, maybe a turning point in his season last night, 6 strikeouts, 4 innings. What's that growth you've seen from Witch, just getting back from injury and getting comfortable back again in Double A?
Really happy to have him back. I don't know, the other day I called him Batman. I think he's Bruce Wayne off the field. Now he's Batman on the field. Not like Matt Harvey. He kind of reminds me of the Christian Bale Batman. So I want to keep running with that, but really impressed with how he threw the ball yesterday. I mean, got the 4 innings and did a good job.
Tate Keener goes tonight. Last start, hard to have a better start than what he had. 5 2/3, no hit innings. He's a guy who started off the year kind of unable to miss bats, was hitting a lot of barrels. Now he's really changed things around. What have you seen from him growth-wise as well?
Just settling in. I mean, knows the game plan, knows what he's got to do. He was dealing with a little fingernail issue for a couple starts mixed in there, but locked in right now and doing a good job. Fired up to see him on the bump tonight.
Yeah, locked in might be underselling how good he's been, but you've also made a new addition of the roster in Matthew Wood, a guy that you've had some time with back in 2023 with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. What does his addition really do to this roster?
He's a pro. I mean, having him, it was great because he and Miller worked together same year. They were 3-3 pretty much in a split, going out there, catching, mixing in DHs. But having another leader in the clubhouse, went to Penn State, college guy, came in, left-hand bat, but works well with pitchers, great receiver. And just another pro bat in the lineup. It's great to have him.
When you talk about the leadership side of things, we've talked a lot about how Ramon is such a big leader in this clubhouse. With him going down, how do you see Wood maybe not entirely filling that role, but stepping up in a big-time way and helping out to this pitching staff?
I mean, losing a guy like Ramon, it's going to have to be that whole group in there. I mean, very special individual, what he does on and off the field. I mean, just a leader in the clubhouse, leader on the field. I mean, awesome dad, and he's just a great dude. And it stinks that he ended up getting injured. He's right on his way, and hopefully everything goes well and he's back better than ever.
This weekend, though, everybody's kind of getting healthy. Mike Bovee healthy, Brock Wilkins swinging it really well, Z swinging it really well, and then you add Cooper Pratt back into this lineup. You get to the later half of the series, Cubs affiliates always seem to be a good team. How much does this plague later half of the series of, hey, everyone's healthy and we're back and rearing to go?
We're getting there. Still got a couple more with Murray, Fitzy, and a couple other guys getting there, but it's always going to be great to be back full steam and rolling.
Joe, as always, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, Javi.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Smokies coming your way next.